Quick message, about 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the Word. I knew we'd have a little less time, but we wanted to have that song and from Mitch and Elise, and we wanted to hear from Danny. Amen? So we got us a full service. Confronting enemy attacks, stand and fight. I say it often, I'm my own worst enemy. You can try to blame it on Sister So-and-so, or you can try to do it. In life, I've found if things are going wrong in my life or if things don't get done in my life, it's pretty much on me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you can't make somebody else do differently, but you can yourself change. And you can fight your fight. And you can fight the good fight of fight, faith yourself. So we're talking about this little series on confronting the enemy and fighting, enemy warfare and things like that happens in your life. So let's go with a little message today, just from the Scripture, something very simple. We'll see how far we can get. Hopefully we'll try to hit the main points, Rog. Here we go, buddy. To win the fight against myself, I must do some, say it with me. One more time. I must do some casting away. If I'm going to win this fight, and we're going to hone in on that idea of casting away, the word of getting rid of some stuff. Okay? Because it's really something I have to do. It's right out of the Bible. Just the simple thoughts today. If you want to win this battle, if you want to help fight, sometimes the things and struggles that you have, you need to cast down. Say that with me. Cast down. Not be cast down, but cast down. And look at the Scripture. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Then there's our word. Big problem that I struggle with, and probably you do as well. That's in your mind and your imagination. Do you ever imagine, let your imagination run wild a little bit and it really screws you up? Say. You know what I'm talking about? The Bible says cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Don't we do that sometimes? We go against what we know is the Scripture. I'm not talking about just sinning and going out and doing wrong. We do that too. But I'm talking about stuff like, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but you feel like you've been left and forsaken. You understand? You know, I love you. I love you. Gave my son for you. I loved you first, but you don't feel loved. You get the gist right here? You got to cast that down. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. Nobody loves me. I can't do anything. I can't. No. Are you kidding me? That is enemy attack. And what you do and what I do so often, we buy into that bull. And we believe that. I've told you before, one night when I was struggling, I woke up. I was in sleep or out of sleep. You know how you do? You're so tired, you're right in that zone. And I woke up and I literally said, no one cares for me. I said that. You're right. That's craziness, ain't it? But you know what I did? Fought back. I said, you're a liar. That's just what I'm talking about. You've got to cast that mess out. So I started naming. Elise loves me. Mitchell loves me. And I just started naming a bunch of you people. I'm loved. And my mama's in heaven. And she's looking down and she loves me. And of course, above everything, God loves me. That's what I'm talking about. I know it might sound, Clark, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you, this is powerful in your life. Cast down imaginations, everything that's high that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every what? Also, we do have things that we think we ought not be thinking. It's going to be destructive for us. Yes or no? Need to cast it down, cast it off. Come on. That's what the Bible says. So, and get it in line with the obedience of Christ. Okay? So, casting down imaginations, mental walls of resistance, reasoning opposed to the truth of God's Word. That's what we're talking about. High-minded attitudes that make us think we know more than we really do. Are you hearing me today? Cast down. Because in Romans says, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were they thankful, but they became what? Vain in their what? And their foolish heart was what? Darkened. Professing themselves to be what? Wise. They became what? Fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, to birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things. Craziness. Your head will do crazy things. It'll do something crazy like this. It'll get you to deny God and think that you're so much of a nothing that you came from some kind of slime or something. One day grew up, climbed up a tree. Here you are. How silly, guys. You're fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. You hear me? Yes or no? You're made in the image of God, the likeness of God. Cast down things like that that make you think you're nothing. You hearing me? Come on. So you want to fight? Come on. Lose the attitude. Say yes, sir, to what God's Word says. Be ready to stand against your own what? All right. So you hearing it today? So far, that's one of them. So fighting myself, I'm my own worst enemy. Y'all probably think, that guy's really nuts. Well, he did tell me to get off that high-minded mess, not think too highly of myself. Amen. Put my trust in him. That's what I'm talking about. Another cast is cast out. Luke 5 says, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, that's Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret or the Sea of Galilee. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him or requested of Simon, Peter, that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a great catch of fish. Cast out into the deep. Just going to walk through this. Not only cast down imagination, but cast out. By faith, do what Jesus says do. Say that with me. By faith, do what Jesus says do. If you want to fight the enemy, do what Jesus says do. You'll just be better off for it. Amen? You'll just be better off. I don't believe all that. Won't you just do it? What he said is not going to hurt you. He's not out to get you. He's out to love you and to help you. Cast out. So Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night. We ain't caught nothing. There he is thinking. Nevertheless, at your what? I what? Nevertheless, at your word, I what? At your word, I... That's a great thing. You want to fight the fight in your life? Why don't you have that as a little motto? At your word, I will. At your word, I will. I won't do what I want to do. I'm not going to do what I'm thinking. I'm going to do what you say because it's contrary to what I'm thinking. So I'm going to do what you say. At your word, I what? Will. So when they had done this, they enclosed a great what? When Peter followed the Lord, caught nothing all night long. Listen, but when they followed the Lord, they caught a great multitude. There's a great principle here. And their net even broke. That's funny right there. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other boat, that they should come on and help, help. And they came and filled both ships, so they almost started sinking with so much of a catch. That's a pretty good life right there, isn't it? Follow the Lord. See if you don't feel. I'm not talking about money here. I'm talking about blessing and just happiness and peace and contentment and not a crazy mind. God can help you in your life. And Simon Peter saw it. I love this. And he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me. Say that last part with me. For I am a what? Whew. Yeah. Do what Jesus says do. Want to fight the enemy inside? By faith, do what Jesus says do. Fall down at Jesus' feet. Remember, say that one more time. I am a... Oh, Lord. I'm just talking about I'm my own worst enemy. I don't know if I'm going too fast losing us this morning. I think we're doing all right. Helps when you put it on the screen, don't it? Number three, another cast. So we've got cast down. We've got cast out. Now we got cast what? Off. Romans 13, and that knowing the time that it's now high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night's far spent. The day's at hand. Let us therefore, say it with me, cast off. One more time. Cast the works of what? Darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the what? For the flesh, to fulfill the lust thereof. So, cast off the works of darkness. If you want to fight the enemy inside, you want to fight you, your own worst enemy, this is just another great principle. Cast off works of darkness. They're no good for you. Not helping you. Cast them off. Wake up, the Bible says. The night's far spent, the day's at hand. Only you can do this. Jesus Christ can return at any moment. Won't you live for Him today? You don't even know if you're going to pass away today or not. Had a funeral yesterday. One of the longest funerals I've ever done. Yeah. Back was hurting and everything. I'm like, this funeral won't quit. No, it's great. There's a lady I knew years ago. I guess it was in the will that I was to do her funeral. And so I did it. And she was somebody from our former church years ago. And one of her last requests was one last ride along the beach. Yeah. So we had the funeral. Then we went back up on a Saturday. You know how busy it is at the beach on Saturday? Rode by McDonald's, went all the way down, went all the way up Manasota Beach Road, all the way around with the hearse, with all the party, everything. But it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. Y'all don't be doing that. I know what's going to happen now. You're terrible. Anyway, you don't know how long you got on this planet. So come on, cast off the works of darkness. Clean up. Clean up. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Don't be dirty when Jesus comes or when you're going to see Jesus. Why not make that decision? I see, we make the decisions to be dirty. We make the decisions to walk in darkness. We're our own worst enemy. You can't blame that on the preacher. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's you. That's me. Grow up! Put you on what? Right. Grow up, man. Come on, start growing in the Lord. Become more like Jesus every day. You want to fight yourself? Start doing that. Okay? You want to win some battles? Want to fight the enemy inside? Wake up. Come on. Clean up. And what else? Say that with me. Wake up. Clean up. And I think we're going to make the last one. Here we go. Fighting myself. I'm my own worst enemy. So we've done cast what? Cast down. Cast out, cast off, and now cast. A little confusing, isn't it? Reminds me of Karate Kid. Wax on, wax off. Remember the movie? Here we go. Come on, here we go. Here we go. You're like, Karate Kid, you didn't know it was a movie, did you, son? Honestly, yeah. There was a little kid, honest, yeah. Here we go. Come on. Here's another cast in the Bible. Say this verse with me, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for. Isn't that a battle we fight? Isn't that a battle that we fight, though? You know? Nobody cares for me. I can't make it. Anxiety, stress. You go to a bookstore, more books on anxiety, stress, depression, how to make it, how to do it. And the answer is in Jesus Christ. Cast all your care upon Him. For He cares for you. What a great verse. I love that verse. And that word care, casting all your care, is literally the word casting all your anxiety. How many find yourself getting stressed? Anxious. The Bible says be anxious for nothing, but in everything give what? Thanks. Yeah. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Worry, stress, fear, insecurity, pain, hurt. Give it to Jesus. Put your junk on Jesus. He can handle it. Amen. Come on. Jesus Christ cares for me. Cast on Him your care. Are we done? That one went quick. Amen. We finish with this scripture. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, He walks about seeking whom He may devour. Whom resist what? Steadfast in the what? Faith! Knowing that the same afflictions that you're going through, that you're struggling with, are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Tell you what, whining ain't going to cut it. There's others that's suffering. There's others that made it. There's others on the other side like Mama and many others who have made it to the other side. And they're looking down, they're cheering us on, saying, we made it, you can make it. Keep that thought. I know I may take some hits, but I know I'm going to be just fine. Wouldn't that be better than to be your own worst enemy? Say, boy, I ask you to put some of these things into practice today, some of this casting. You want to fight the enemy inside? Say it with me. Four things. Here we go. Cast down. Cast out. Cast off. Cast on. All your cares. And I guarantee it, You start pressing this away, you're going to say, Clark, I'm doing better. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for His Word, even though it was brief today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good word this morning. Amen. Let's stand.